Kirbusai Mazel Tov. Well, obviously today's daf is Nazir Daf Beis. And whether you're just jumping into the Daf Yomi or you have been following for a good while now, always excited to start a new Masechta. Nazir is a bit of a, you'll see already on the first page a similarity to Nedarim. So you will see why it does make sense, so you'll see at least at first glance why Nazir is found here. The Gemara itself will actually ask what Nazir is doing here, because ostensibly Nazir can be applied to men and women, right? And the Seder Nashim is really not about women, it's about marriage, more accurately. Most of the Torah applies to women, so it's a little bit odd that it's here in Seder Nashim. The Gemara will address that. It's similar to Nedarim in the sense that, as we had, in Nedarim, we did mention Nazir a lot, that it is a type of Neder, and it has certain similarities to Nedarim. And the style of the Masechta is similar to Nedarim as well. And even the commentaries, right, as the Achronim point out, once again, Rashi is probably not really Rashi. It's probably the Mefarish, an unnamed Rashi, or it could be the Rishonim, apparently do call Rashi. So either they had our text, or they had a different text, or this is like a combination where you have our text and then maybe somebody, one of the Rashi's Talmidim added stuff. But either way, that's basically the gist of it. Usually when you learn Nazir, as far as I'm aware, that is the main commentaries is not really the Mefarish, but the one that we use is the Rush. The Rush is on the side of the Daf. Again, we'll quote all of them as here and there as is necessary. But let's dive right into it. So again, it's similar, if you remember the beginning of the Nedarim, right? Similar beginning to the Masechta. Kol kinuye neziros ken neziros. All kind of other languages, if you remember, we had different interpretations of what kinuy is. Does that mean different language? Or just, different kind of nicknames or kind of, phrases in Hebrew that would mean the same thing. Either way, right? Any types of nizirus is like nizirus. Ha'omer ehei, and if a person says I will be, without explaining what that is. Now, if you remember from the beginning of Nedarim, that is what's called yados. That's a yad. That means a partial phrase, right? Ehei, I will be, right? That's a partial. That's not a kinoi. That's a kinoi is like, as we'll see in the Mishnah in a second, nazir, nazik, naziach, right? Some other kind of similar phrase to nazir. That's a kinoi, but ahei is a yad, which means a partial phrase. They're cutting yourself off in the middle. So if a person says, the Mishnah says, harei ze nazir, then a person is a nazir, and then obviously the Gemara will have to explain, how do you know? Maybe he said, maybe it means ahei b'tainis, maybe he'll be a tainis, or ahei whatever. So the Gemara will obviously have to explain that. Oh, ahei noah, if a person says, I will be beautiful, or I will be good looking, so then that's also a reference to a nazir, and again, obviously that doesn't seem to mean anything, right? Well, Gemara will have to address that as well. And now we go back to the kinuyim, right? And then we go back to the different types of phrases. Nozik, naziach, paziach, sareze, nozir, right? All those phrases are also, indications of a nozir. Hareini kazeh, if a person says, I am like this guy, meaning someone's walking in front of him and he says, I am like him, right? Or hareini mesalsal, or I'm growing out my hair, or twirling my hair, harini mekalkel, that's a similar phrase, harini alayla shlach pera, and that literally means I'm going to grow my hair long. So then harei ze nazir, that person is also nazir. Harei alay tziporim, if a person says, I'm going to bring birds, so that's a little bit unclear. Mer omer nazir, v'chachamim omrim eino nazir, right, mechalkes v'mer and v'chachamim, we'll have to explain that, we're not going to do it today. Just in terms of what in the world that's talking about, so the person, upon the finishing the zeros, there's a lot of korbanos that someone has to bring. Birds are not one of them. Birds are ostensibly, what it seems like, is that it's a reference to the korban you would bring if you were tame. If a nazir becomes tame, so they have to bring certain korbanos, birds, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, an asham as well. And then they have to start their Nazirus again. So that's what that could be, right? Again, that's why it's kind of a little bit ambiguous, and we'll have that machlokes when we get there. But the Gemara says immediately, Michti, I don't understand. Let's see. Tana b'seder nashim kai. We're holding in nashim. Right, my taima tani nazir. Right, what in the world? What does nazirus have to do with nashim? So the Gemara says tana krad kai. Right, the tana was working based on the pasuk. Now this pasuk is not by nazirus. Right, this pasuk is in towards the end of Dvarim. This is about divorce. And the pasuk says, "Vayayim lo simzachem beinav ki matzaba ervas davar." Right, a person, his wife doesn't find favor in his eyes. He found some sort of ervas davar, some sort of maybe she cheated on him or whatever. So the next line is, "Vekasar v'las hever krisus." Right, and then he gives her a bill of divorce. So v'hachi kamar, and this is what it means. Right, mi garam la avera, who caused her to do an avera, right, to cheat on him? So then yayin, it must have been wine. V'hachi kamar, and the pasuk is saying, meaning, and what we're saying is working on based on psukim in Bamidbar and Parshas Naso, kala roa sota bikulkulo bikulkula yozir atzmo menayayin. Anybody who sees a sota being embarrassed like that in the Beis Hamikdash, right, will take away, it will swear off wine, and therefore that's why we have nazir here. So the obvious question the Gemara does not bring. As well, if that's true, then again, if you look at the Chumash and Parshas Naso, so you should have Sota first. Right? You should have Sota comes first. Right? Anybody who sees a Sota will swear off wine, and sure enough, the Parsha of Sota is written in the Chumash, and then you have the Parsha of Nazir, and Rashi quotes this Gemara, this Smichos of Parshios, and this Drasha, to say that, you know, these two things are connected. Again, Eina Kanami, that there are other ways to explain it. The Pashas is, again, this is telling me why Nazir is in Nashim. This is not really telling us why it's after Nedarim. And again, as I mentioned before, right, it seems like, the similarities to Nedarim, right, caused, whoever made the order, right, to put Nazir before Sota. Okay, fine. So that's that. So pause now. Back to the Mishnah. Right? Mishnah. The Gemara just points out pasuk b'kinuyim v'mefarish yados, as I pointed out in the Mishnah. Right. It says, all right, kinuyim nazirus, kinazirus. All these different slangs for nazirus is like a nazirus. But then it starts illustrating these partial phrases. So it says a hey or a hey not. Right. So why do we do that? Why do we go from kinuyim, right, which is like slang, to these half phrases? Amar Rava, Vitame Kadi. It's either Rava or this guy Kadi, which Rashi usually explains is a guy's name, right? Okay, fine. Chizuri Mechzera, right? We're missing some words in the Mishnah of it. Hachikatani. You should have said like this. Kol kinuyim nizirus kinizirus. Viyados nizirus kinizirus. Right? Kinuyim nizirus slang is like a nazir. Yados, right? These half phrases is also like a nazir. The Elohim Yados, and these are the Yados. The Yados, Homer, Hey, Ari, a Nazir, right? Okay, etc. Then I should have jumped into the Yados. So Gemara says, just like we did, if you remember, if it sounds familiar, just like we did in the beginning of the Nedarim, Filifrosh, Kinuye, Beresha. When I understand, okay, so very nice. You said all the Kinuyim are like Kinuyim, all the others are like Yados, and then we jump into explaining Yados. Well, why don't you jump into explaining Kinuyim? Why don't you jump in to explain all the slang? Right, why do we immediately go to the partial phrase? So Gemara says, you're right, Tana Mehu Salik, Mefarsh Bereisha. Well, yeah, because that's where we ended up, right? We said slang, partial phrases. Okay, the last thing we mentioned was partial phrases. We'll dive into that. Kinitzan, similarly, like we have a bunch of other Mishnayos that do the same thing. And again, yeah, we did this in Nedarim as well. Yeah, but my Malikin, Revoin Malikin. What can you light with on Shabbos? And what do we do? What do we say right away? Mefarish, Eim Alikin Bereisha, right? We say Eim Alikin, Lachash, right? All that type of stuff we say Friday night, right? That we start explaining the stuff we do not light with, even though that was mentioned second. But Met Tomdin, Met Eim Tomdin, what can you use for Atmana, for insulation? So what are you not allowed to use? Again, the point is being that we're not allowed to use Devar Musaf Hevel on Erev Shabbos, if the stuff you're going to insulate with is going to add heat to, so that would be usher. So Mefarish, and the thing that we talk about, Eim Tomdin Bereisha, immediately we jump into what you cannot insulate first. Then that's the second thing that was mentioned. Similar to over here, b'meh isha yotza b'meh eina yotza. What can she? That's not talking about get. That's talking about a woman going out of her house on Shabbos into a shusar abin. What type of jewelry can she wear? And before I shall say to isha b'reisha, the first thing we talk about is the things she's not allowed to wear. So clearly, right there, that's similar to these mishnayos. Aye, the Gemara says v'atna, but doesn't the Mishnah say b'meh b'mehima yotza b'meh eina yotza? And before I shall yotze gamal b'reisha. Right? So, but on the other hand, we have other mishnayos this, that do the opposite. I mean, what can an animal go out with on Shabbos? And then it says that a camel is allowed to go out with X, Y, and Z. And that was first. There's a Mishnah, this is in Bava Basra, right, talking about Yerusha, and some people, right, are Nochlin, inherit, Umanchilin, and give over property when they pass away. Nochlin ve'in Manchilin, people who inherit and don't give over their property. Manchilin ve'lo Nochlin, who give over their property to their descendants but don't inherit. And lo Nochlin ve'lo Manchilin, and do neither. And then what do? We start explaining the first case, right? Mefarsh Eidul Nochlin, Umanchilin Bereisha, right? We start with the first case. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ella, really, the olam tani hachi v'adani hachi. In echinami, so fine, you have examples both ways. There's no real reason for it whatsoever. Right, so whatever here. Why do we do it? Is there some sort of reason, some sort of pattern? So, Ella hasam, but over there, when we usually answer the second case, the yisura d'nafshe hu mefarsh yisura b'nafshe b'resha. Right, when we're talking about an iser, what are you not allowed to light with? Ain malikin, blah, 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 blah. So if that's an isur d'nafsha, right, that's more chamur, right? So that already, that's more serious. So therefore, we start talking about the isurim. Like, behema, the isur, I did behema with the asi, right? But if you're talking about an animal, what can an animal go out with? So then, mefarsha teri bereisha, then we go out with what's mutter, because, okay, it's an animal, it's not as chamur, it's not as, you know, people are not taking it so seriously, right? Because a person is chayav for shvitas bamto, but it's not a person themselves is not actually doing the iser, so it's not as chomer. Therefore, we list the heter first. The Gemara says, "I got to be yesh nochlan nami." And in terms of the inheritance, right, in Bava Basra, also in terms of when there's inheritance, mefarsh ikar nachla bereisha, right? Again, the first thing you're going to talk about is inheriting, right? So the first case is nochlan u'manchilin, right? You're going to start talking about inheriting. You're not going to jump to people who don't inherit or give their property. You have to talk about the basic halacha, right, the basic topics. Therefore, that's what we do first. Halacha, the problem is, what about here? Right, the first kinur bereisha. So none of those answers explain why our Mishnah jumps to the second thing first. So the Gemara says, Ella, okay, fine, you're right. Ella, hain time, really the reason is like this. Yados, hol ve'asyan, lay b'midrasha, chavivin lay. Right, since you get yados, as we can see, there are drashos that tell us that the yados, that the half statements are legit, right? And since that's, we wouldn't necessarily know that, we learned that from a drasha, so therefore, chavivin lay. So then they were precious, or Chaviv is dear and precious, yeah, dear to Rabbi Nasi. So therefore, he put them first. So the Gemara says, okay, but if that's what you're going to put first, so then Leftoch B'Hom B'Reisha. So it should say Kol Yados Kineziros, Kol Kinuim Kineziros, and then start explaining Yados. So the Gemara says, you're right, but still not a great kasha, because Tana Kimatchil Matchil Be'Ker Korban. Right, the person, the Tana, what he wants to explain, right, he's going to start talking about the Iker Korban. Again, those things, those are the basic and normal, you know, phrases that a person will use more commonly to be Mechayev, the Korban. So we're going to start with that. We'll then Perushe, but to explain it, so then before Yadis Pereisha, if we're going to explain, so that's more dear to him, so then he'll start, start with the Yados, because it's based on a Drasha. But to explain, right, when you go to the basic Halakha, right, the basic thing that's going to lead to bringing a Korban, right, that's what we're going to start with. Okay, fine. Ha'omer ahei harez a nazir, if a person says, I will be, so then I'm going to be a nazir. So the Gemara immediately asks, as we pointed out, Dilma ahei betainis kamar. What is a hey? I will be. I will be what? I will be nothing. I will be a dog. I will be a fast. I will be fasting. I will take a tainis. So what does that have to do with nazirus? So I'm a shmuel, kigon shalei a nazir over the fun of. So the case is, yeah, because there was a nazir walking right in front of him. Maybe, and the guy was like, oh, that's kishmak. I'll be like that. So there you go. So that's why he's going to be a nazir. So the problem with that is, right? Again, this is, we also discussed in the Darim, that if maybe Shmuel holds, this seems to imply that yadayim shena mochichos, if you have a half statement that's not clear, so that is not going to be legit. Meaning, if it was legit, right, he wouldn't need the nazir to pass by to clarify what he meant. This seems to imply that Shmuel holds that yadayim she'ina mochichos lo havi yadayim, right? That phrases that are ambiguous or partially clear or partially cut or not full statements are not legit unless you have some other kind of explanation right in the vicinity. So the problem is that Amrei was, So the Gemara says no. So Amrei says, they said not really. Bismachin knows you're over the fun of. They said in the base matters that no, not really. If the Nazir is like walking right in front of him, so then it's obvious, right? It's pushing, right? Obviously, that's going to be talking about Nazirus, right? Alpha Vadai ain't a Nazir over the fun of, but if the guy's not there, right? So Aminon Dilma Hebatine is covered. Then it's a suffix. Meaning, so the Mishnah is talking about a case where the guy's walking by, right? And therefore, that's why it's going to be. What's called them? That's why it's going to be. That's why it's going to be in Nazirus. The Gemara says one second, but maybe I understand. Lepocho mina korban osav gamar. Maybe it's to be potter in from bringing a korban. Meaning, when the guy said Nazir walked by, right, and he said hey, right. So maybe what he means is he's going to take care of the guy's korbanos. Right, and then he wants to make sure, again, there's a lot of korbanos he has to bring when he's done with being a Nazir. And the guy just wanted to give him a boost financially. So the Gemara says, the Gamar Belibo. No, that's what he had. That's what he said in his heart. Meaning, when the guy said, hey, he wanted to be a Nazir in his heart. That's what he said. That's what he said that he meant. That's what he said he was thinking. So therefore, we need two things. We need the fact that the Nazir is walking by, and that's what he had right in his mind. Meaning, obviously, he couldn't have just thought that on his own. He has to say something. But since he was thinking about that he should be a Nazir, so then when he says it, even if he doesn't say the entire phrase, so that is good enough for those two qualifications. The Gemara says, "Yachi, my lemeimra." Well, okay, if the Nazir is walking in front of him, and that's what he's thinking, so that's obviously what he meant, right? It means he wants to be a Nazir. The Gemara says, "My lemeimra, you might have thought of being on piv for libo shavin, that you might have thought that you actually need his mouth to be clear as to what he meant, meaning that his heart and his mouth have to be equal, meaning that you need to have what that basically means is that you need to have a full statement of accepting the Nazirus. You might have thought that that's a requirement, but Kamash Malan, so therefore that the Mishnah tells me that you do not need necessarily the full statement. And if your head and the circumstances dictate that that's what you were talking about, so then Kamash Malan, then that is good enough, even though you didn't say the entire phrase. Okay, we'll stop at the two dots over here. As you can see, the Dapim, similar to Nadarim, the Dapim and Nazir are not enormous either. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll have plenty to talk about tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.